Of all the conqueror's sacred spoken word, the meaning's very essence is the path the noble conqueror's children do command. The entrance for those with the fortune to be eager for deliverance of this. As much as I am able, I will speak. The fortunate who've no attachment for the pleasures of existence and who do, in striving with great effort so to make the freedoms and enrichments meaningful, trust to the path that gives the conqueror's joy. Let your attention please with lucid minds, with pure enunciations lacking then, no way to pacify the questing for the ocean of existence pleasure fruits, and craving for existence that's what keeps embodied beings continually changed. So then seek out renunciation first. The freedoms and enrichments are to find. Life has no time to spare, mind thus imbued. Attraction to this life will be reversed. Think constantly how karma never fails. Anon samsara's sufferings and then attraction to the next will be reversed. If when you have familiarized this way, no admiration for the glories of samsara even for a moment comes. And if both day and night the mind intent on liberation manifests, why then renunciation has been brought about. Yet if renunciation's not sustained by pure mind generation, it will not become a cause of the most marvelous delights of unsurpassed enlightenment. So then the sensible will generate the mind supreme set on enlightenment. For raging river torrents sweeping on, tight bonds of karma binding are to break, constrained all round within the confines of the iron cage of grasping at itself, enveloped altogether by the dark, the comprehensive gloom of ignorance, within existence limitless being born, and in those birds unbroken in their flow, the torments of the threefold sufferings, revolving in the mind the way it is, for mother beings who've come to such a state, give rise to that most excellent of minds, if lacking wisdom, knowing how things are, despite renunciation and the mind, set on enlightenment when well aroused, no way to cut existence at the root. In that case, therefore, strive to realize the means dependent relativity. Whoever sees has never fallible causality of all phenomena, those that are of samsara or beyond, for whom besides all focal reference points have dropped away, those once have entered on the path which fills the Buddhas with delight, the understanding of appearances, of relativity infallible, the understanding too of emptiness, within which there is nothing to assert. While ever these two seem to be distinct, the Buddha's thought is still not realized, when they are free of alternation and as one in concert, if from seeing just that relativity is infallible, there is assurance altogether that all ways of taking objects have been stopped. The view has then been fully analyzed, and furthermore appearances exclude the extreme of being, while emptiness excludes the extreme of non-being. And if it is known how emptiness becomes apparent in the process of causality, the views adhering to extremes won't captivate. When in this fashion you have understood exactly as they are the key points of the principle three aspects of the past, restore to solitude and generate the force of joyous effort with all speed. Make good your long-held aspiration, child.